Anybody else from Dallas coming? So, let's speak about the Maisa with Avraham being Shalech Eliezer between Mekadesh Rivka, and a specific question with that Maisa, and hopefully some Sukkim, hopefully answer the question in different ways, and the Sukkim will be maybe explained a little bit through our answers. So the Maisa, the kids are what's Nogeya for us. So Perech Haftal, Avraham tells Eliezer to find an Isha, and find an Isha for Yitzchok, and he brings the Asara Gemolim, and he gives them Chol Tuv Adonav V'yado. He gives Yerush Dar Matona for Yitzchok, for everything that he has, that Rashi brings, that everyone should jump to give their daughter to Yitzchok. And he runs into Rivka, and then when Eliezer goes to the bais of Besuel, so he offers him to eat. He says, "I can't eat." Adam dibarti dvarai, and then he says over the whole ma'aseh that happened, starting with Eved Avraham Anochi. Afterwards, they're mekabel the kiddushin, and I mean they accept it. May Hashem yatzah hadavar lanuchal davar lecha ra'o tov. Vayochlu vayishtu, they drink together. Rivka goes, sees Yitzchok. Yitzchok brings her into the ohel. Vayikachas Rivka v'tilo l'isha. And that's the whole perek. So the shaila is there's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Chasim on the days. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein ha'eved na'ase shliach lekabel get le'isha miyad baila lefi she'eno b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. An eved cannot be a shliach to accept the get for a isha from her husband, because an eved is not b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. So an eved is not shliach for kiddushin, so therefore he can't be a shliach for gittin or kiddushin. And there's a Tosos.
It can't be a shliach for
gittin
or kiddushin.
Yeah, if look here is about gittin. It can't be a shliach lekabel get leisha miyabaylo lefisha eno b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. He's not b'toras gittin v'kiddushin, so he cannot be a shliach for a get. This is what he's talking about, but so too for kiddushin, because he's not b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. Can't be for kiddushin either. Otherwise, there's no reason for Gemara to mention kiddushin. Tosos in Ksuvis tells us that Eliezer was a shliach for kiddushin. Tosos in Ksuvis that Zayin Amabez. The Gemara says Minayim Berkas Chatanim Ba'asara. How do you know that you make the brach of Berkas Chatanim in front of 10 people? So bring the pasuk from Boaz. Vikach Boaz is Sarah Anoshim. Tosos says Mesech Takalo brings the pasuk by Yevarchus Rivka towards the end of the perek. It's not really by when Eliezer meets Rivka. It's a strange pasuk to bring. And so why don't we bring from there? That you see from there, I mean, the Birkas Chasanim. Tosfos says what he says. We'll see in a second. But then Tosfos says, V'yesh lumul misham, sh'yesh levarich Birkas Erusin. Because Tosfos says that the Maisa was talking about Birkas Erusin. The Gemara is talking about Birkas Nisuin. You need a sir for Birkas Nisuin. The Maisa with Rivka and Eliezer was Birkas Erusin. Zotosos v'yesh lumul misham, sh'yesh levarich Birkas Erusin, le'isha ha'miskadeshes aydei shliach. The brachos are also nogeya for if the kiddushin was done to a shliach. Shaharei, that ma'isa was done with a shliach. Shari Eliezer shliach haya. So Tosfos says that Eliezer was a shliach. So Eliezer was a shliach like kiddushin. Gemara in Gittin Chafkem on Beis also kiddushin them aleph with aleph says that an eved cannot be a shliach for Gittin the kiddushin because he's not b'toras Gittin the kiddushin. How could Eliezer be a kosher shliach for this kiddushin? That's the shiloh that some of the Echbonim ask, and there's...
What made him an Eved in the first place, just that Avraham...
So, it's not, it says all over the place, Eved. To know that he has a dinim Eved Knani, it's clear in different places in Shas, just one example, Yivam HaSamach Beis, that learns out that Eved doesn't have Yichus from Eliezer. The Eved doesn't have Yichus, learns out from a pasuk by Eliezer. So you see that the Gemara learned that Eliezer had a real din of an Eved. So we'll say five answers, if we have time, five answers to this question. We'll start from simplest to a little more complicated. Okay, so the first answer is really based on that Tosos and Ksuvos. Tosos and Ksuvos, even though he said that the psukim by Boaz that you need 10 for the brachos is brachos of Nisuin, but for the brachos of Eris, then we can learn that out from the Maisa of Eliezer and Rivka. Tosos then says, V'nira de'asmachta bi'amahu. The Maisa, that's not really a good makor for Asara by Birkas Erison, that you need to do the Brachos Erison in front of 10, because that's only an Asmachta. The Asara lo mishtama mehasam, there's no remez for Asara, that there was 10 people there. The lo airi pashti dekra Birkas Erison. The pashtas of the pasuk is not talking about Birkas Erison. So what does Tosfos mean when he says it's an Asmachta biyama? So there's really two ways to learn what Tosfos means. On the one hand, Tosfos could mean that even though that is a good makor to learn out Birkas Eris and Be'asara, but since it's not mefurish in the pasuk, you don't find Asara, you don't find Kiddush in the pasuk, so it's only an Asmachta, it's not a Drasha Gemura to learn out Asara for Birkas Eris. It won't be a true makor because it's not mefurish. But Lemaisa, the Maisa was the way that Tosfos understood the Maisa to be, that there was a Kiddush going on, and maybe there were Asara there, but it's not mefurish in the pasuk, so it's only an Asmachta. But you also can learn that Asmachta bi'alma means that the Mishnah Masechta Kala knew this din, that Birkas Erison needs Asara, and it brings from Vayivarecho Es Rivka, but really the Maisa there had nothing to do with Kiddushin. There wasn't Kiddushin. The Maisa wasn't with Eliezer being a Shliach the Kiddushin Bechlal, because Lo Ari Pashi Dekar Birkas Erison, there was no Kiddushin going on. And Asmachta bi'alma means, even though that's not the Pasuk is talking about, We still, either we can't, the Masechta Kala somehow learns it out from the pasuk, but not that it actually was that he was a shliach lekiddushin. So if that's the case, that there wasn't really kiddushin going on there. So in the Balei Tosfos al Torah say also they say clearer that there wasn't kiddushin going on here. The whole shlichus was that Yitzchak, that Eliezer should bring Rivka home to Yitzchak, but not to do Kiddushin. So if there is no Kiddushin, there's no Shaila. The whole Shaila is only assuming there is Kiddushin. If there's no Kiddushin, then nothing to talk about. So that would mean that you'd have to assume that Nira, the Asmachta bi'almahu, is a Chazara from what Tosfos previously said, that Yesh Lilmul Mikan, that Eliezer was a Shliach, will say, no, that wasn't the Maisa. There was no Kiddushin here. As far as Tosfos is aura that you don't find 10 in the pasuk, the Chizkuni, Maral Diskin point out that the Asura Gemolim that went along with Eliezer, the 10 camel riders, those were the Birkas Erison happened in front of those 10 camel riders. So really, you do have Makor in the pasuk for Birkas Erison being Bifnei Asura. If you do say this pshat though, that there was no kiddushin going on here, so the Balei Tosfos want to answer another question. Gemara in Kiddushin, Mem Aleph says, Osu l'kadesh isha ad sheyir ena, shema tiskana alav, nemar v'yahata v'echa kamocha. You can't marry a woman until you see her, because maybe she won't be pleasant in your eyes, and the Torah says v'yahata v'echa kamocha. So, in fact, the Marsha asked by Abraham, that Rashi brings there, Abraham didn't see Sarah. That's much more that Abraham didn't see Sarah. So how was he able to marry her? Of the Marshal, that was before Avram began keeping Kol Torah Kula. Avram started keeping the Kol Torah Kula by the Milo. That Maisa was before. But as far as this is concerned, there's a problem with the whole Maisa with Yitzchak and Rivka. If Eliezer was a Shliach LeKiddushin, how was the Kiddushin Chal before Yitzchak ever saw Rivka? But if there wasn't Kiddushin yet, then everything's okay. Because then you'll see the Kiddushin happen later once Yitzchak saw Rivka. So that issue would be understood and explained according to this Mahalech that there wasn't Kiddushin. Furthermore, another thing which should be explained according to this Mahalech is in the end of the Perek, the pasuk was Vayivyeha Yitzchak Ha'ol Asara Imo Vayikach Es Rivka Vatihilo Le'isha. Yitzchak took Rivka Vatihilo Le'isha. Why is that to say Vayikach Es Rivka? The The Likuchen already happened before. The Likuchen already happened some point with Eliezer, and when Eliezer gave Klei Chesed, Klei Zohov, Leitin Rivka and McDonald's, not only Achia Le'imo, when he gave things to Rivka and to Achia Le'imo, whatever it was, the Kiddushin happened before Lechor, at some point during the Shlichos. But why does it say Vayikach Elisha at the end of the Parsha? But if there was no Kiddushin in the beginning, then this is what happened. The whole Shlichos was just to bring her back, but the Kiddushin happened through Yitzchak later on. That's Mahalich number one. Mahalich number two, from the Kasha of how can Eliezer be a Shlichos LeKiddushin if he's an Eved, is before Matan Torah. Now before Matan Torah, we'll say like this. The whole psul that Eved can't be a Shlichos LeKiddushin because he's not the Torah's getting the Kiddushin is only when there is a Musug of Torah's Kiddushin. So because you want to be a shliach for Yisrael's Kiddushin, you have to be in that same parsha, in that same Torah. And Eved is not, he's not a bar Kiddushin. But before Matan Torah, Kiddushin did exist, b'pashtos, do find Kiddushin exists before Matan Torah, but it wasn't Kiddushin shel Yisrael. There's no, everyone, b'pashtos, we'll go with the Mahalach that everyone was a Ben Noach before Matan Torah. There was no, whatever it is, even if they were Yisrael, the Mitzvah HaTorah of Kiddushin was Nischadish by Sinai. That was Nischadish for Klal Yisrael. Before Matan Torah, an Eved was just as much in Torah's Kiddushin as everybody else. If everyone else before Matan Torah, if their Kiddushin existed but Torah's Ben Noach, then there was the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus describes what changed of Kiddushin before Matan Torah, Kiddushin after Matan Torah. But the point is, then Eved had the same Torah's Kiddushin as everyone else before Matan Torah. So an Eved before Matan Torah was B'Torah's getting the Kiddushin, because it's Shayach for him Kiddushin the same way that it was for a Goy before Matan Torah. However, a Goy did Kiddushin before Matan Torah, and Eved did Kiddushin the same way. In Cain, an Eved could be a Shliach for anybody's Kiddushin before Matan Torah.
How does it work? Matan Torah, we didn't have the laws yet, so how does this work with that?
So Kiddushin did exist before Matan Torah. There's different Makoros. Tamar says Yehuda, if you find Kiddushin by Yehuda and Tamar, by Esav, he was born Mamar Rasa. So what's Mamar Rasa? There's no Kiddushin. There's different Makoros that Kiddushin existed. But it wasn't the Kiddushin Shel Yisrael. It was the Kiddushin Shel Ben Noach. Okay? Like Rambam says, it's basically that you live together. It's not that there's any, all the Hilchos, all the Halachos of Mesef the Kiddushin. So that was equal for an Eved and for everyone else before Matan Torah. So he was the Torah's Kiddushin the same way everyone else. In Cain, he could be a shliach for their Kiddushin as well. Mahalach number three is that really he wasn't an Eved. Really, Abraham was Meshachrer Eliezer before the Shlichos. The Bali Tosos, the Torah also say this, that he was Meshachrer before. Because they asked the Kasha, the Bali Tosos already, forget the Achron, Bali Tosos asked the Kasha, how could Eliezer be a Shliach? He's not a Torah, getting into the Kiddushin. So, they answered he was Meshachar. Abram was Meshachar him, so he wasn't an Eved. And the problem with this is that the Gemara says, HaMeshachar Avdo over Be'aseh. You now have to be Meshachar your Eved Kanani. You're over in Isra Aseh of Liolom Be'em Tavodo. So how could Abraham, Chaim Kol Torah Kula, how could he be over this Isra of being Meshachar and Eved?
Isn't there a story about a Tano who was Meshachar his Eved to make a minion or something like that?
Yeah, to make a minion. So the Torah. So Tzorech Mitzvah. So what's the Mitzvah here that's going on? So, okay, so 1 second. First of all, but just beforehand, there is a Ritva in Megillah. This is just the idea of the Alma. Ritva Megillah Chavches says that Meshachar Avto over Bi'aseh is Lav Davka. Meshachar Avto, it's only Midas Chasidus that he shouldn't be Meshachar as Avto. It's not Isser Gomor.
Chalitza. Chalitza. So therefore, what is he doing? Therefore, he could really, therefore, if he's been Shachar's Eved, so he wasn't Eved, so what, according to the Spirit of God, then he didn't really do anything wrong.
Right.
It was just Mishach Chasidus.
Right, so he's allowed to be Mishachar,
yeah.
So that's good. But if it's a real Isser, assuming it's a real Isser, then how is he able to be Mishachar him? So Maral Diskin has a Mahalach here. It's a fancy Mahalach that he says, that the Gemara says that for the mitzvah of Sheves Yitzra, which is a pasuk Nach, Ke'en Peru Vu, so you're allowed to be Meshachar your Eved. So you were Kofa your Rabbo to Meshachar him. So since here that it was Latzorech Peru Vu, the Kiyam of Avos and Klal Yisrael, so Abraham was able to Meshachar Eliezer. But it only would be chal, it only would work, I mean, it only would be no iser if it actually was the tzorach peruvu, which means that Rivka would accept. If Rivka wouldn't accept, then it would come out with Mafreya that Abraham would be over this iser of Leolam Bahem Tavodu, that you can't be Meshachar your Eved. So Maral Diskin says he was Meshachar Mal Tanai. If the Kiddushin goes, then you're free. If the Kiddushin doesn't go, you're still my Eved. So he explains according to this, the pasuk that we said before. Vayusam lefanav lechol, vayomer lo ochal, adam dibarti dvarai. He said, I'm not going to eat until I say my word. Why did he want to eat? So he says like this. Avadim are not in the same zimun as Yisrael and Gemurim. Avadim are mezamen liatma when it comes to Birkas HaZimun. So, before the Suda began, he wanted to know, can I be Koveya my Suda with everyone else who's not an Eved? I'm not going to be able to join their Zimun if I'm still an Eved. So, but if I'm a Yisrael, if I was Nishtachrer, then I could be in their Suda and I could be in their Zimun. So he says, Lo Ochal and Dibarti Devarai, I'm not going to eat until I say my word, the Hainu, until I know that the Kedushin will be Chal and I'll be Nishtachrer. And then I'll eat. So that's the next pasuk. Vayomer Eved Avraham Anochi. Why am I not going to eat? Eved Avraham Anochi. I still might be an Eved. And then I can't be Mitzdayif B'Zimun with the other Asar Gemalim who are not Avadim Hor Yisrael Gemurim. So I don't want to eat yet. After the Kedushin happened, Vayochlu Vayishtu.
Does that mean that the Kedushin has to happen?
So.
Oh, you mean there's a real Kedushin?
Was it a condition?
Is he considered freed when she accepted, or when?
Yeah.
When she accepted.
That's not. Yeah.
Okay.
That's his mahalat. Mm-hmm. There's also a famous kedushas Levi here that says pshat in why he didn't eat adam dibarti dvarai is because of the halacha that on the day of the chasna you're supposed to fast. So since it was day of the chasna, he didn't want to eat. Now it's a chiddush because it wasn't Eliezer's chasna; he was just a shliach lekiddushin. So he's being mechadish that a shliach lekiddushin also should fast. So that should be tolui in 2 days in the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel in Siman Samach Aleph and Evan Ezer, Sif Vov, says brings from the Maram Minitz 2 reasons why one should fast on why the chasna kala should fast. One is mishum duhu yom slicha. So according to that reason, it's not nogeya for Eliezer to fast. It's not his yom slicha. He's just the shliach. The second reason is shema yishtachru v'lo yidaitam yishev slayim. It's also chash shikr. I get drunk. So for that is nogeya for Eliezer. The shliach l'kiddushin have to have a das in yusheves, has to have a das there when he's the shliach l'kiddushin. So this pshat to say that he didn't eat, Eliezer didn't eat because he was a shliach l'kiddushin on the yom of the chasna. That would depend on why there is a tainus on the day of the chasna. Based on that, it would be totally if it would be applicable for a shliach as well. Now they ask on this pshat, lemaisa he drank water. He didn't fast. Rivka gave him water. So, b'lechora, there's no kasha. We said anyways, according to the first pshat, that it's Yom Slicha, that's not Mugayef Eliezer the fast. It's not Yom Slicha Shalom. According to the second pshat, that's Shema Yishtakru, you might get drunk. So you could say, maybe the fastest, you don't need a tiniest gemura, to drink water where there's no chashash shikar, that would be allowed. So, following along with this mahalich, that the pshat only makes sense, assuming the tam is because of chashash shikar, you can say that that's why he was allowed to drink water. Now, I don't understand the whole thing, because after they accept the kiddushin, the pasuk says, so Eliezer brings them klei chesed klei zov. Vayochlu vayishtu hu ve'anashim ashimu. They ate and drank there, and lachor is the same day, unless you say that this is already later at night, because it says afterwards vayochlu vayishtu vayalinu, and they slept. So maybe it's already at night. It's already a new day. I don't know. But then before Matan Torah, the chiddush that maybe night goes after day, which means the night is still part of the previous day, so it'd be the same day. So
you're saying how could he
do it? Yeah, according to this pshat, he's trying to fast. The condition, chal. Of course, you could eat make. Never mind. The other pshat, right? What if it was the other pshat that the condition didn't happen yet? It was just until. Well, that doesn't. No, then it's not kasha anyways, because he's not shleich l'kiddushin. Okay, everything works out. No kasha from vayochlu vayishto. Good. Okay. So mahalach number 4 we're holding by. Okay. So this, we have to see the sugya and get to it a little better. Based on the sugya, we'll answer. The Mishnah, the Gemara that says that he can't be a shleich l'kabel aget is a Gemara. It's coming off of the Mishnah that says, Hakol k'sherin lahaviyas haget on Sakim Ma'am Aleph. Hakol k'sherin lahaviyas haget. Anyone could be kosher to be a shliach lahava, chutz mecheresh, shota, katan, suma, goy, etc. The Gemara goes through all of them to explain the reason. Then the Gemara says that they asked Rabbi Ami, what's it then for an eved to be a shliach lekabel get ish miat baila? So the Mishnah is talking about shliach lahalacha. And they asked him, what about an Eved who's not in the Mishnah? Could he be a Shliach Lahavah? Rav Ami said back, he's kosher. Not the way we passed him. Why is it kosher? What's the deal? The Mishnah said that Goy can't be a Shliach. So the fact that the Mishnah passed a Goy, the implication is, doesn't say Eved, Eved will be Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan was cholik. Rabbi Yochanan said, he can't be. He can't be a Shliach because he's not Bechlal. Torah gets into the Kiddush. Rashi there says, there's no chilik between Shliach Lahalacha and Shliach Lekabalah. The Mishnah said, was talking about those that are apostle for Shliach Lahalacha, and they asked Rabbi Ami about Shliach Lekabalah. Why did they ask Rabbi Ami about Shliach Lekabalah? Zog Rashi, who would then Ami Lahalacha? They could have asked him about an Eved to be Shliach Lahalacha. Kulachal Taimahu. That was the way the question was posed, but there's no difference between Shliach Lahalacha and Shliach Lekabalah for the Dinam. That's Shitas Rashi. One more point from the Sugya is Tosfos asked the Kasha. Tosfos asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that an Eved cannot be a Shliach. Why does the Mishnah not mention that an Eved can't be a Shliach? Kasha from Tosfos on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. So all the Rishonim here, Ramban, the Ran, they bring the sheet to the Rimagash. The Rimagash holds that no, the question that was posed about can Eved be a Shliach Lekabel get Isha Miad Baila was specifically regarding Shliach Lekabela. And we pass him that he's not the Torah's Gittin Vikidushin, he's not a Kasher Shliach, it's not a Shliach Lekabela. Halach lemaisa shliach leholocha by an eved is kasher lekuleyama. Rabbi Ami would tell you bein holocha bein hava. Rabbi Yochanan says that he's not betoros getting the kedushin. It's only shliach lekabala. He's not good, but shliach leholocha lekuleyama he is good. And the Mishnah was saying everyone who is posel for shliach leholocha doesn't say eved because lekuleyama an eved is kasher for shliach leholocha. If we read the Gash, Tosfos is a kasha doesn't get off the ground. Tosfos asked on the tzadish that an Eved is not a good shliach, why is the Mishnah not mentioned that he's not a good shliach? Teretz is pasha. The Mishnah was talking about those that are not kasher shliach leholachos. Eved is definitely kasher shliach leholachos. The whole nidah in the Gemara is an Eved kasher to be a shliach lekabala? We say he's not b'toras gets into the kedushin. What's the difference? What's pshat in the Rimagash? Why should it make a difference? If it's not b'toras gets into the kedushin, what's pshat that shliach l'kabbalah he can't be, but shliach l'halacha he could be? He's not b'toras gets into the kedushin. The Ran brings, we have the Ran here, he brings Rishayim the Ramban, the Zeh Lashono. Vishonya Kabbalah Meholocha. Kabbalah is different from Holocha. The Shliach Holocha Eno Ella Keshliach Di Alma. Ubishliach Di Alma Isnehu. A Shliach Meholocha is like a regular Shliach for any other din. And Evit could be a regular Shliach for other dinim outside of getting the Kiddushim. Aval Shliach Kabbalah Mechevan Shehigia Get Liyado. Once the Get reaches him, reaches the Evit, Megureshes. She would be Megureshes. The who ain't lo yad legerushin. He doesn't have a yad for gerushin. Hoel v'ainu b'toras gittin. Since he's not b'toras gittin, so he can't be shliach l'kabbalah because he doesn't have a yad legerushin. But he could be shliach l'holacha because shliach l'holacha is like a shliach d'alma, and he is could be shliach d'alma. Achronim talk about what the Ramban was saying with the Rimagash meant. Now Achronim talk about what the Ramban meant. But we'll just say the simple chiluk seems to be that a shliach l'kabbalah, he's being mekabel the get. So for that, you have to be b'toras gittin. You have to be somebody who, had it been you, it was shayach to be mekabel the get. And Evid is not a toras gittin. But shliach l'holacha, he's not a shliach to make the chalosa get. He's a shliach simply for netzina, to bring the get to her. To bring the get, that's like a regular shliach. But to accept the get, when there's a chalos gerushin happening, for that you would need to be b'toras gittin. What does this all mean for us? We need to know what would be by shliach l'holacha for kiddushin. Will the Rimagash help and tell us that the same way that Eved is kasher shliach l'holacha for gittin, is it also true that he'd be kasher shliach l'holacha for kiddushin? Does that svara apply that he's not doing any chalos, he's just being like a shliach d'alma, so too for kedushin? Could you say the same thing? So it's machlokas achronim, b'dat Rimagash, if eved shliach l'kedushin will work. Some say no, there's a pool going on, there's a chalos that he has to say harei mekadesh, so then it's more going on here with the kedushin than the gerushin, so he wouldn't be good. On the side that it would be good, we have an answer to our kasha how Eliezer could be a shliach for giving the get to giving the kiddushin, not the get, for Eliezer being mekadesh Rivka, right, being a shliach, because he is b'toras kiddushin legabi shliach l'holacha. That would be a mahalach l'fi Rimagash. However, there is a second kasha on the Maisa with Eliezer and Rivka, which we didn't ask, which will be shver now. Not will be shver, was shver before, but this Mahalach didn't answer what we're about to ask. The Ramo in Simen Lamen He in Evin Ezer brings Dasa Mordechai that a shliach rishon, this is Gabi Kiddushin, a shliach rishon cannot make a shliach sheni. Right? The Mekadesh hires a shliach, that shliach cannot make another shliach. How could Abraham, the shliach of Yitzchak, how could he hire Eliezer to be a shliach? Abraham's not the one being Mekadesh here. Abraham was the one arranging this whole thing. He was the first shliach. And Eliezer was his shliach. So even if a shliach l'holacha is kosher for an Eved, but he's the second shliach here, what's shot? Again, the kasha is, a shliach can't make a second shliach to make the kiddushin happen. Here, Avraham himself was a shliach for Yitzchak, and Avraham told Eliezer, go be the shliach for kiddusha Yitzchak. That's a shliach making another shliach. How does that work with Peter Amor? This kasha is asked by the Makna. Over here, the Makna has kiddushim and Evna Ezra, Simen Laman Hey, Sif Vov, and in the Sefer Al Torah, Panim Yafos, he asked the kasha as well. So, there's the last Mahalech. Now to answer both questions of how a shliach can make why is not a problem of a shliach making another shliach by the Maisa, and the first question of he's an Eved, how could he be a shliach l'kedushin? So the Machne, the Panim Yalfos in both places, answers with his Yesod, where he says, even though an Eved can't be a Shleach Lekidushin, it's different when it's the Eved doing the Kiddushin for the Rabbo himself. The Gemara is talking about a case of getting the Kiddushin where Reuven is being Mekadesh Sarah, and the Eved is Eved Shel Daniel. So in that case, Eved's not Torah's getting the Kiddushin, he can't be a Shleach for getting the Kiddushin. What if it was Abraham being Mekadesh Sarah, change it from Reuven to Abraham being Mekadesh Sarah, and the Eved of Abraham was the one being the Shliach? In that case, it would work, because Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo, the hand of the servant is like the hand of the master, which is a Gemara, and the idea is that it would come out that it's as if the Rabo himself is doing the Kiddushin. It's as if there's no Shliach here. It's as if Abraham was being Mekadesh Sarah. That would be, in that seer, that's the way it would work out. So Gemara says, Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo, regarding Matana, Mitzia, that if a Eved finds a Mitzia, it goes to the Rabo. The Chiddush here, that the Panim Yalfos is applying to here, is saying Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo will not only be applicable to Dine Mamunas, Matanas, and Mitzias, but even to make the Kiddushin work, it's as if it's the Rabo doing the Kiddushin. So, and first of all, it's very mizuik that way in Rashi. I didn't read Rashi before. Rashi, in the sugya, when he asks what's the din of an Eved being a Shliach, this Lashon of Rashi, Chaskim Ma'ala, Ma'u Shiyas HaShliach Le'isha, Eved Shel Kol Adam, Ma'u Shiyas HaShliach Le'isha Bi'Amo. An Eved of anybody, what's the din? Could he be a Shliach for any Isha? But it sounds like there's no Shaila regarding an Eved of the Isha herself, regarding the sugi was talking about an Eved being the Kabul get for the Isha. Well, we have different Sirim, Kiddushin, Gerishim. The point is, the Lashon of Rashi was, Ma'u Shiyasa Shliach, Eved Shol Kol Adam, Ma'u Shiyasa Shliach, Isha Bi'Alma. But if it's Eved of that person, maybe there's no Shaila, that definitely works, because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. So he says like this. So he says, so his lesson there is, it's a little bit misleading. He says, maybe the Eved of the Mekadesh is shiny, because Yad Eved Kadrabo. Which doesn't make any sense here, because Eliezer is not the Eved of the Mekadesh. Abraham is the Shliach. Okay, so what's going on? So Pashup Pshat, what he means is that the same way that we said before, that an Eved of the Mekadesh could be a Shliach, and if the Mekadesh himself is doing the Kiddushin, and there's no Shliach here at all, so too that apply for Shlichus as well. Abraham is Yitzchak Shliach. So an Eved for that Shliach is not considered that the Eved is being a Shliach, it's as if Abraham was the only Shliach here. So that would only work, so this Kula would work if the Eved is a Shliach, either for the Mekadesh himself, or for the Shliach Shal Kiddushin, then you would say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, the Eved is not a Shliach. But if it's Stam an Eved, you can't say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. You can't say, oh, the Eved of Daniel, it's as if Daniel, who's a Kosher Shliach, you can't say that they're the get, should, get or Kiddushin should work as well, and you lose the entire Gemara would never apply of then Eved is not the Torah's getting the Kiddushin. Oh, we say, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, and there's no Eved, there's no Rabo here. Obviously, that's not the pshat with them, because it's against the Gemara. What he means to say is, anytime that there's the Mekadesh himself, or someone who was made into a Shliach, the Eved of the Mekadesh, or the Eved of that Shliach, could be kosher for Shlichus, because it's as if it's the Mekadesh of the Shliach himself. That's when you say, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. But Stam an Eved, so no one told his rabbo to be the Shliach Likidushin. His rabbo is not in the sugi here. His rabbo is not in the parsha. He can't be a Shliach. No one was imagining him a Shliach. So on that, there would be a psul of Eved. He's not Betorah's given the Kiddushin. But if an Eved of the Mekadesh or an Eved of the Shliach is the Shliach, then there's no chisaron of Eved, because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, it's as if the Odon was the Shliach or the Mekadesh. That's what the Machna says. He says it's Meduyuk, he starts off saying Eved Avraham Anochi, he's Magish, I'm Eved Avraham. I'm not possible for Shlichus Likidushin. I'm Eved Avraham. Avraham is a Shlichus Likidushin here. It's not me. Had I not been Eved Avraham, had I been Eved someone else, I'd be possible for Shlichus. But I'm Eved Avraham, that's why I'm kosher. Azoy Zuk, the Machne, and takes care of the other Shiloh of Ein Shliach Osa Shliach. Because here Avraham didn't make Eliezer Shliach. It's Eliezer is Avraham in as much as this halacha is concerned. Then he says, so we read that Rashi before, that Avraham gave over all of his matanas to Yitzchok, that everyone should jump on him. So including all his matanas, including all of his belongings, is Eved himself, Eliezer himself. So Eliezer belonged to Yitzchok after the matana happened. So what happens now? Zok the Machne. I want to say that the matana only was called Achar Kiddushin, because before the Kiddushin, he has to be Eliezer Eved Avraham to make this whole cheshbon work. That he is the Eved of the Shliach, and that's why it's kosher. Had the matana been chal already, and he would be Eliezer Eved Yitzchok, he couldn't be a kosher Shliach. Because what would happen? You'd have Yitzchok making Avraham the Shliach, Avraham making Eliezer the Shliach, and even though here he is the Eved of the Mekadesh, it's not going to help here, because the Mekadesh made a Shliach here. Yitzchok made Avraham a Shliach. So the only Eved who should be kosher is the Eved of the Shliach. So then Imkain, if it would have been Eliezer Eved Yitzchok, it would be a problem of Shliach Ose Shliach, it would be a problem of Eved being possible for Kedushin. So the Matala only happened afterwards. That's the cheshman of the Machne, the Pnimei Yafos, and it's very interesting. I saw at least in two other Achronim, they bring the Machne, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, and they ask, I don't understand. They say, I don't understand. He wasn't Eved Yitzchok, he was Eved Avraham. They understood the Machne very different from what I said. I don't know how they understood, but different than what I said. They asked, how could it be? How could it work of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo? He's the Eved of Avraham. Avraham is not the Mekadesh himself. Avraham is the Shliach. Eved, it only works for the Mekadesh. It's Loshon the Machne, it's Hakam Mekadesh. So they say, oh, really? That's why he gave him the Matana. That he should be already Eved Yitzchok. It's Eliezer Eved Yitzchok. And that's why it's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. First of all, they didn't read the Machne himself, who says differently in two accounts, that he had to be Eliezer Eved Avraham, and the Matana was called afterwards. But they want to say, okay, so that's what they want to say. Also, it means it's against the pasuk Eved Avraham Anochi. They're saying he's already Eved Yitzchok. That Yitzchok be a shliach, the whole thing is very difficult. And Mark himself doesn't say that. By the way, in the Mark, I forgot to point out, in the Mark himself, he says, later in the Pesukim, I didn't point this out before, Eliezer says, the Pesuk says, Vayomer Ha'eved Hu Adonai, referring to Yitzchok. So Mark says it's very good. After the Matana was Chal, after the Kedushin was Chal, he could say, I'm Eved Yitzchok, because that's when the Matana was Chal. Beforehand is Eved Avraham Anochi. That's the Machne. So I don't know if you want to make like a machlokas what the Machne himself says and a machlokas achron b'dav ha-Machne, because the case is kind of funny. It's Yitzchok made Avraham a Shliach, and Avraham, according to them, made Eliezer Eved Yitzchok a Shliach. So the Machne held that's a problem, because it's Shliach Ose Shliach, and he's an Eved, and who cares that his Rabbu is a Mekadesh? The Rabbu made a Shliach here, so you don't care that he's an Eved of the Rabbu. But maybe they held no. That, I don't know. I mean, it's just trying to think what their thought process was. Even though Mekadesh made a Shliach, but since that Shliach made the Eved a Shliach, and that Eved, you know, it goes back to the full triangle, brings back that Eved was an Eved of the Mekadesh. So then somehow that's not called Shliach Osa Shliach, that's called Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. There's no Shlichus here Bechlal, against Tosfos and Ksuvos, I guess, that he was a Shliach. He was Yitzchok himself did the Kiddushin. I don't know how to say, make a machlokas here, but Lechora, the appropriate shot in the Machne would be that's not just that the Mekadesh is different, that you say Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo for the Mekadesh, if it's the Eved of the Mekadesh, Lechora Hu Adin the Shliach, Machne saying Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, that Eliezer Eved Avraham So it's Eved Avraham, so it's as if Avraham was a Shliach Likidushin. Okay. So those who, let's just chazer real quick, so the question was, how could Eliezer be the Shliach, how could Eliezer be a Shliach Likidushin? He's an Eved, he's not Kashav Shlichus. Answer number one, he wasn't a Shliach Likidushin. There was no Kiddushin going on here. The Kiddushin happened later. Answer number two, before Man Torah, he is the Torah stiff in the Kiddushin, the same way that every other Ben Noach has, he's in the same type of Kiddushin as every other Ben Noach. Answer number three, he wasn't an Eben. Avraham already was Meshach or Eliezer. Answer number four, based on the Rimagash, the Shliach LeKabbalah is possible, Shliach LeHolacha is Kasher. So too, by Kiddushin we'll say Shliach LeHolacha is Kasher, and that's how Eliezer was able to be a Shliach. Answer number five, that even though an Eben in general can't be a Shliach, for Kiddushin, but if he is the Eved of the Mekadesh, or an Eved of the Shliach, then the Kiddushin would work because of the din of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo says if the Rabo himself is doing the Maisa Kiddushin. Okay, I've come.